U.S. Army investigators are recommending that the Army consider charges against 28 American soldiers. They're suspected in the deaths of two prisoners in Afghanistan in 2002. These cases came before the invasion of Iraq. Human rights groups charged that the military's slow investigation led to later abuses elsewhere, including Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. NPR's Eric Westerveld has more from the Pentagon.
Citing blunt force injuries to both Afghan detainees, U.S. military medical examiners had earlier ruled the December 2002 deaths as homicides. Both young male Afghans, detained as suspected members of the Taliban, were being held at a U.S.-run prison at Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. The Army says 28 soldiers now face potential criminal charges in those deaths. The charges range from involuntary manslaughter and assault to lesser charges of conspiracy and dereliction of duty. So far, only one soldier has been formally charged. Earlier this year, reservist military police sergeant James Boland was charged with maltreatment, assault, and dereliction of duty in the two deaths. The Army did not name the others Thursday, saying a full investigative report has been sent to commanders. Army spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Pamela Hart says punishment now rests with those commanders.
The punishments can vary the huge spectrum of our legal justice system, from administrative to non-judicial to, of course, judicial punishment, which is courts-martial.
Soldiers facing possible charges in the Afghanistan abuse case include members of the Army's 519th Military Intelligence Battalion. Some 519th soldiers went from Afghanistan to Iraq and are accused of abusing detainees at Abu Ghraib last year. Human rights advocates charge that the military's sluggish investigative pace in Afghanistan set the stage for the brutalization of detainees in Iraq.
One really has to question whether or not if this investigation had gone more quickly, if this unit would have been looked at earlier, and we may have prevented some of the abuses that happened at Abu Ghraib.
Jumana Musa is advocacy director for Amnesty International. She says taking 22 months to investigate the Afghan deaths sent the wrong signal.
Not only do you have some of the same players involved, both in Afghanistan and Abu Ghraib, but also the fact that when you take that long to do an investigation and even start to bring any charges, you're really leaving a culture of permissiveness. And it does appear that people can engage in these types of activities without any kind of immediate reaction or penalty.
The U.S. Army rejects that charge. U.S. medical examiners ruled that the 30-year-old Afghan prisoner named Mullah Habibullah died from a blood clot due to blunt force trauma to the legs. Medical examiners for the Army said a 22-year-old, known only as Diawar, died from blunt force trauma that exacerbated existing coronary artery disease. Lieutenant Colonel Hart says the investigation took 2 years, in part because of the nature of those injuries.
The injuries appeared very subtle. Looking at the trauma, it was difficult to assign a particular bruise to a particular time frame to a certain individual. But foremost, the Criminal Investigation Command was indeed tenacious in conducting the investigation. So although time is very important, our agents strive to ensure that they followed every viable lead to ensure they knew exactly what happened.
There is no deadline for commanders to decide how to proceed against the 27 implicated in the two Afghan deaths. Lieutenant Colonel Hart says commanders will move as quickly as possible, but human rights groups are skeptical and continue to call for a wider, independent probe of prisoner abuses in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, Afghanistan, and other detention facilities operated by the U.S. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, The Pentagon.